At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids spending and saving while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley. I have Carl Berman from Net Scouts Basketball. They're the International Basketball Connection. He's going to be talking to us today about Tomislav Ivicic and Kasparis Jakuntionis. He'll give you an idea of the leagues they played in, what they can do, what you can expect in the Big Ten, and all that is coming right after these messages.
Are you looking to grow your business? Do that with the Illini Guys Radio Network by advertising on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. The weekly two-hour syndicated show airs on more than 20 stations and is heard in six states throughout the Midwest, including Chicago, St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, Rockford, and Quincy, just to name a few, with a reach of more than 11 million people. For information, send an email to mike@illiniguys.com and let's work together to grow your business. That's mike@illiniguys.com and let the power and reach of the Illini Guys Network work for you.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. 800-238-3714. That's 800-238-3714.
Welcome back to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley. As promised, we have Carl Berman with Net Scouts Basketball, who is going to talk to us a little bit about the two Euro recruits that the Fighting Illini have signed. Obviously, you know, here at Illini Guys, we're definitely basketball and football junkies, but we don't claim to have any great insight into what's going on in European basketball. And so we thought, Carl, of course, with Net Scouts Basketball, has kind of made a career on this. Got to call in the experts. Carl, thanks for coming on. And as we get started here, maybe you can explain to Fighting Illini fans a little bit about what Net Scouts Basketball is and what you do.
Yeah, Mike. We've been an international recruiting service for quite a while. We were probably one of the first guys on the block, us and Draft Express. But we've had a international recruiting service for the last 16 years, I think. So what we mainly do is scout European and Australian players. In Europe, we primarily will go to all the large FIBA or EuroLeague-sponsored events. So it'll be the FIBA under 16. Under 18 European Championships. EuroLeague does a a series called the Adidas Next Generation Tournaments, and those are really good. It's eight teams per event, and they do four of them, and then a final one at the final four that they have in the yearly. So we generally go over there, scout all that, and have a service, and we sell that service to colleges in the US.
And of course, you do, and then you basically what sell the same information to all the college or to the colleges who subscribe, and then it's up to their coaches to kind of take your information and turn that into a recruitment and move forward. Is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. We send the same information to all of our subscribers, and then it's up to the schools to decide who to recruit and go about doing it. We include contact info, video, and a scouting report with all the entries, and they go out and decide who they want to recruit.
Okay,
So
perfect.
in Illinois' case, it worked out really well.
Yeah, I was going to say Jeff Alexander must be a guy who goes through all of your stuff meticulously and then uses it to his advantage.
Yeah, for sure. And I think with Orlando Antigua being on the staff, I think that helped with Ivicic, obviously, since his brother was at Kentucky.
Yes. Well, as we look at it, and one final note before we start talking about the players, you can go to netscoutsbasketball.com. That's their website. Kind of see a little bit about what they do. And I was following along on Twitter, and that's how I kind of discovered what you guys do. So I would urge people to follow Carl if you want to kind of get insight. And maybe this is what Illinois starts doing to augment recruiting, which would be fantastic. So let's talk first about Tomislav Ivicic. And now he's a 7'1", 230-pound center. He has been playing for 3 seasons at SC Derby. Can you tell us a little bit about, this club and the league that he plays in first to kind of set the context for him as a player individually?
Yeah, it's an Adriatic League team, so it's high level Europe, and the competition is primarily professionals. So he's been playing against professional level older players for a number of years, 3 full years, and then another partial year where he played part of the time with the top team and part of the time with the under 19 team. But his skill set's very similar to his brother's. Big, can he has shooting skill, has shot blocking skill, and runs the court pretty well. So very similar to his brother, who he's twins. So it's understandable.
So yeah, he's got, he's got a nice set of, records out there in terms of what he's done over the course of this time. Average 6.24 points on 54% shooting, 3.5 rebounds, and I thought it was interesting, a half a block, 0.9 assists per game. And he's actually shot 85% from the free throw line, which is just incredible overall. And of course, last year he was at 7.1 points a game, 1.3 assists a game, a block a game. When you look at what he can do, and especially when you see somebody, shooting 42% from the three, is he the type of guy who's going to be able to pull defenses out and then force that type of force somebody out onto the floor and then allow the lane to be wide open in a fashion that we're seeing more and more in basketball?
Yeah, I think it's possible. It depends on how Illinois is going to run their offense. In a lot of cases, we see these bigs who do have shot making ability, not have the chance to do that because in a particular offense they want those guys down low and score inside where it's more likely that's going to happen. We've seen it with even with Zach Edey where. I think he does have a decent shot. We see him in practice and looks pretty good, but he's so effective inside they didn't want to use him outside. So it kind of depends on whether Coach Underwood wants to use him in that capacity. But I think he's definitely capable of shooting threes for sure.
How did you feel about his inside game then, as you were, you guys were scouting him?
Yeah, I think it's good. He has some good post moves, and he's big and long, and played, like we've said, he's played for quite a while at a high level competition. So I think he's someone that's going to be good. It might take him a little time, and I don't anticipate that he might split time at center this year based on who they have on the team. But yeah, he's effective in all three areas on the court.
How will he do in the pick and roll situations when he comes out from the basket? That's been kind of the bane of Illinois bigs the last few years, is if you can pull him out from the basket, on a pick and roll, or force him to guard somebody, that's where things get a little tenuous. Does he have the foot speed out there to do that for short bursts?
Yeah, I think for short bursts, I think lateral quickness might be an issue, particularly against really high-level athletic guards. So that might not be his best area, but he definitely can guard a roller and defend the post.
Good. Any thoughts on his personality as you watch games out there? We've got. At Illinois, of course, you get some guys like Terrence Shannon Jr. who you never know what's going on. He's never that up or that down. And then you've got other players that, you could see with Coleman Hawkins, sometimes you could read his emotions on his face based on how the game is going. What is his play style?
Yeah, I think with most of the Europeans, where they played quite a bit against high level competition, they understand how to play, and they their emotions are pretty evident, and they can adjust to different situations. So I think from that standpoint, it's a good thing.
And then can you compare, because I know you go to obviously AAU events, can you kind of compare the difference of how a European player gets developed, as opposed to maybe how American players get developed in the AAU system?
Yeah, it's interesting, because in Europe, players generally come up through one system. They'll be with one team and they'll stick with that team as they grow up. So they have the same consistent type of coaching, regardless of whether they're on an under 17 team or an under 19 team, or even younger, the same type of coaching through their youth. So just generally from a skill standpoint, and a basketball understanding standpoint, there's probably a higher level of that in Europe than in the US, since with the AAU programs, a lot of that is, let's try to score and get noticed. And the other part is they're playing part of the year in high school under one coaching staff, and part of the year in an AAU system under another coaching staff. So the consistency of coaching isn't there in the U.S. as it is in Europe.
Now, when you look at Ivicic, do you think in terms of, how he plays, is he in a above the average rim protector? I hate, because I know you were talking about Zach Edey, and I hate to compare anybody to Zach Edey because it's just not fair. He's just so big. But for people who are trying to put into perspective, let's say as Illini fans trying to say, like, where is he going to fit in? How will he be? Is he the type of guy who's going to go up and block a lot of shots at this level? How do you anticipate his rim protecting skills to translate into the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think they'll translate very well. He's big and he's long and he moves well, and he's good anticipation. So from a shot blocking standpoint, I think he will, defer a lot of rim attempts as well as block shots. He was pretty good block shots at the events that we've seen him. He was always in the top three or five at the European Championships and those types of events. So he's good around the rim. And, what's important for a guy like that is not only the shots he blocks, but the shots he prevents from even being taken. So,
yeah, that's certainly something that Illinois maybe hasn't had since Kofi left. And then are there any improvements? Like if you take a look at him and let's just assume, you know, Ivicic, his goal is I want to go ahead and make it to the NBA. Where do you think he has to address? What does he have to address to kind of keep that, you know, improving towards that goal?
Yeah. With most of the bigs that we see, they try to translate from college to the US. The most important thing is, lateral quickness and end-to-end foot speed. So we see a lot of, even in the US, you see a lot of centers, if they're not, you know, if they can get out and shoot, it's one thing. If they're non-shooters, then they have to be rim runners. So you get the Mark Williamses and the Clint Capellas, those types of players who are successful, can be successful in the NBA without shooting. In Ivicic's case, he can shoot. His question is whether how quick he is on defense and how quick he'll be end to end. So to improve his speed end to end and to improve his lateral quickness would be the two things that would translate, you know, for him to be a possible NBA player.
Yeah, and Illinois has Fletcher, who's one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in the country. So this is maybe an opportunity for the two of them to get together on that. And in terms of, you know, I think of this basically kind of comes to mind with the passing of legendary Bill Walton. How is he on at distributing the ball as a big guy? Now, we know that's not a skill that everybody has, but, you know, with watching the playoffs as Jokic was in him and then thinking about, you know, Bill Walton, is he have a good eye and has the ability to hit the open man occasionally?
Yeah, I think so. Especially, you know, off of, a secondary pass after he gets it in the high post or even low post. He seems like he has a good understanding of the game. I don't think he's someone who's going to excel in that area, but he does see the court well. You look at some of his stats and he's got, you know, 2-3 assists per game, which is pretty good for a big guy.
Yeah. And that's one that, that's probably where you see some of the guys get better is over the years in college basketball is getting that distributed. Now the next player we want to talk about, and I'm going to, you know, you probably kill the pronunciation, but Kasparis Jakukionis, signed with Illinois, 6'6", 200-pound guard from Vilnius, Lithuania. And he was playing for European Power FC Barcelona, primarily for the second team, and then had some limited action with the club's top team. And obviously he represented Lithuania internationally. Give us some thoughts on, first off, on, you know, the league he was playing in, and the type of competition that as an 18-year-old, I think he just turned 18 yesterday, the type of competition that he was in against.
Yeah, again, with Kasparis, he's been with Barcelona program for the last 3 years. So, again, he's coming up through a really good program. He went over to Spain, I think, in 2022. So it's been 3 years. So in Spain, their top league, the Endesa League, is probably the best domestic league outside of the NBA. So the level of play is really high. He didn't really play very much there, which is understandable because he's young. So he's playing with either their second team and what they call the EBA, or with their youth team. And again, the competition at those levels isn't as strong as in some of the higher level Spanish leagues, but did really, really well. He's an impressive scorer and point guard skills. Sees the court really well. He's around the ball a lot on defense and seems to get a lot of rebounds as well.
So, yeah, and of course, during the 2023-24 season, played 19 games for the second team, averaging 19.2 points, 6.6 rebounds, 5.7 assists, 1.6 steals, and shot 48% overall, 38 from the three, and 88 from the free throw line. How does he, you know, how does he do in terms of just taking a look at his quickness and his ability to get his own shot?
Yeah, he's pretty knowledgeable just from a basketball standpoint and how to do that and use his body and play with angles. Fairly quick, not the most athletic guy, but extremely talented. We saw him at the Hoop Summit in April, and unfortunately he didn't play that much in the game, but we saw him during the practices during the week, and we were impressed. He's tall. I think he was measured at 6'5" with shoes. Not that long. I think his wingspan was in the 6'6 to the 6'7 range. You know, talented in getting a shot off. He's got point guard skills, sees the court really, really well. So we were impressed with him in the practices. During the game, I think he only played about 10 minutes. They had the world team in the Hoop Summit had Nolan Traore from France, who played more than 30 minutes at point guard. They had BJ Edgecombe, who's going to Baylor, who played over 30 minutes as a guard. And they also had AJ Dibanza, who's the top recruit in the 25 class, who played over 30 minutes. So there wasn't a lot of time for him in the game. So that was unfortunate, but he looked good in the practices.
You look at him, if Illinois runs into issues with Kylan Boswell in a game, foul trouble, whatever, not going to be hard to see Kasparis take over the point and have, you know, I'm not saying Magic Johnson, but I'm saying would be able to competently play point, you know, for a period of time, you think?
Yeah, I think he's more of a secondary initiator at this point. He's young, yep. So he's only going to turn 18. I think, you know, he just turned 18. Yep. So he's coming in probably a little bit younger than most freshmen. He's got good experience, but there'll probably be some sort of adjustment when he first shows up. So I don't expect him to, you know, come into the starting lineup and play 30 minutes at the start. But I think as the year progresses, he'll be an important guy, and he'll definitely be playing a lot and maybe starting at that point.
How do you think his lateral quickness is out there on the court? I know, you know, he'll be playing the wing slash guard position, and then he'll be defending, you know, as well. How does he shape up on quickness and defense?
Yeah, he's not the most athletic kid, but he's smart. He knows how to play, and he knows how to, he can understand defense and how to position himself the best way. You look at some of his stats, and he comes up really high on steals. So I haven't seen him that much to say, well, you know, he'll be a really good defender in that way. I don't know how much he cheats on defense to, you know, to get steals, but it seems like he understands, you know, his role defensively and can at least not be a minus defensively. He'll be at least a decent defender, I think.
How do you see him developing, you know, what do you think the steps are for him as he's working towards, you know, improving with that NBA as a goal? We know that's a high goal. Not everybody's going to hit that, but where do you see the gaps for him?
Yeah, I think it's just experience and getting used to the speed and athleticism of the game in the U.S. Once he does that, I think he'll be fine. You know, he seems like from a shooting perspective, he's always been around 40% on threes. He shoots in the high 80s on free throws. So shooting isn't an issue. He's always around the ball on defense. He comes up with high rebounding numbers and really good court vision on getting assists, getting his teammates involved. So I think it's more just getting used to the game in the States. I do a mock draft, and we're included in the NBA.com consensus mock drafts that they publish. And I know for 25, a lot of the guys will have him in the first round. So it kind of depends on how his year goes.
Right, right. And then overall, like when you see, do you have any, what type of expectations would you have for these two as they go into this season, you know, where would you have them for what you would consider a successful season? Because I know a lot of people, you know, immediately they start, putting unrealistic expectations. What do you think realistic expectations for these two would be?
Yeah, I think with Kasparis, I think he's going to play a lot. So I'd want to see him get better as the year goes on. And by the time the conference season runs around, being either a starter or a significant rotation guy. And with Ivicic, I think he'll wind up splitting time at center, at least by the time the conference season starts. So if that happens and they both do decently, then I think that would be the expectations. With Kasparis, again, he's young. Even though he's got a lot of experience, it may be more of an adjustment for him. With Ivicic, he's 21 already, and he's had the 4 years playing in the Adriatic League. So I would think that he would adjust more quickly than Kasparis will.
Any thoughts on language? Will language barrier be an issue with either player, or are they both pretty good at speaking English?
Yeah, no, I think most of the Middle European countries are generally very good. Lithuania, we used to take teams prior to the pandemic, we would take USA all-star type teams to China, and we play. And a lot of times we would play Lithuania, and all the Lithuanians spoke great English, and that was never a problem. Croatia is a little more difficult, but yeah, I don't see a problem there with either of these players.
And then what hurdles are in front of these two players just to, let's say, get into the U.S. and be here for the start of you know, the fall semester? Is that a time frame? Is that an issue, or what have you seen in the past?
No, generally that won't be an issue. There's enough time. We see some of those issues if a player signs late and the school can't get the I-20 done in time. That whole process takes a little bit, but since we're in May, that shouldn't be an issue there at all.
Perfect. Is there anything else about these players that you would want to share with Illini fans?
I think we've pretty much talked about it, but again, you know, I think the roster there is really strong, you know, from a recruiting standpoint. The only problem is age. You know, it's going to be a younger team, but very, very, very talented. So with these two guys, it's just how they meld into the whole group, because it is a talented group. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens. But I think, again, with Ivicic, I think he'll play pretty quickly right away. And I think Kasparis will too. It's just how quickly they both adjust to the speed and athleticism of the game and the strength of the game in the Big Ten.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I thank you for your time, sir. And of course, folks, again, you know, netscoutsbasketball.com is the website. And we certainly appreciate having you come on and giving folks a rundown of what you have seen with these two players in Europe. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike. Nice. Great talking to you.
Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country, or on the other side of the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Be it in-game results, top-level stories, or the latest behind-the-scenes info and recruiting, IlliniGuys.com has you covered. For about 25 cents a day, you can have an inside path to your favorite Illini teams. And we'll even throw in a free 7-day trial to kick the tires. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click the register button, and get immediate access to dozens of stories each month, message forums, free giveaways, and more. IlliniGuys.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-523-6376. That's 800-523-6376.
Thank you so much, Carl Berman, for taking some time out of your day. I know that busy day, yet he makes time to talk to us and educate Illini fans and myself on what we have to expect coming in the fall. This looks like it is going to be a very strong team. And you heard his comments about the strength of the roster at the end of his segment. That was very encouraging as well. If you enjoyed this, please go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube page and go to IlliniGuys.com, subscribe there. Then you get all of the things in the message board. That's why Illini Guys subscribers weren't really too surprised about a lot of the roster moves that have happened this year. $99 a year, and it gets you that all the way around the whole 12 months. So you get the portal combat, you get the football recruiting, the basketball recruiting, in-season stuff. And of course, I have to give a huge tip of the hat to Matt Stevens for his coverage of the baseball and golf team over the past few weeks as well. So there's coverage all the way around for everybody. We really would love to have more subscribers, so please join there as well. Until we hear you again, go Illini.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.